The reason for the next retreat that is on the subject of Amrita Shakti. Now, Amrita, as everyone knows, is the nectar of immortality. And in this time of sudden death, in which many people are falling over in the middle of soccer games and concerts and other situations that are all, I'm sure, you have read on the news and that are increasing day by day, the capacity to prepare for death and to reach the deathless state before the body dies is of extreme value and importance. And so it is the secret of immortality that is to be passed to all of the participants in this retreat. And those of you who have studied here long enough to have a sense of all the spiritual traditions, you will know that the Taoists were very famous for their immortals, and immortality was the chief goal of the Tao, which is why the writing of the book on the Tao now is also relevant to this retreat, and I'm hoping that the two will be ready at the same time. But you know, this idea of immortality and salvation from the realm of death is what all religions and all spiritual paths are about. But how do we make it practical that you attain your immortal self and abide in it long enough to let go of the illusion of mortality and the attachment to the mortal body, so that your consciousness, which has the potential for immortality, is actualized before the death of the body? It is the immortality of consciousness that is so important. And of course, this then leads us into the question of why we're studying the Bardo Todal, the Book of the Dead of the Tibetan Buddhists. But this retreat on Amrita Shakti will take us deeper than the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And so I want to emphasize that the Book of the Dead is what I would consider one of the outer teachings of Tibetan Buddhism. You know, they categorize the teachings in three levels. There are outer teachings, inner, and secret. The secret teachings are, the highest, the most, let's say, direct and focused on being given only to those students who are ripe, who have their hair on fire and they're ready for instant enlightenment. And it gives the formula for instantaneously liberating yourself from the illusion that you're a mortal being and subject to conditioning and to cause and effect and to any of the events that might have happened in the past. But you are always free, absolutely free. And when you understand that and claim your freedom, there is no obstacle that can detain you. Nothing can hold you back, because it's the supreme power that you wield when you realize who you are as a manifestation of the one infinite intelligence that is dreaming all of this and evolving it and withdrawing it now back into its source. So before that happens, we want to attain continuity of consciousness through the apparent process of transitioning from life to death, so that that immortal mind of the self remains present and aware through the eye of the needle, through the cosmic death into the rebirth of a new world, and becomes part of the creative intelligence that is responsible for that redreaming. It's an enormous gift and privilege to be not only present at the creation, but to be a principal aspect of the intelligence that projects the beauty, the goodness, the love that has been gained through your own process of experience and wisdom through many lifetimes, many lives and deaths, to be able to have the fermented nectar of immortality to then offer into the world configuration that will be born as a world of immortals in which death is no more, even as an illusion. So this transitional moment that we are in is the most auspicious moment throughout the entire cycle of time. And this is the moment to ferment the nectar and have it ready to offer to beings who are alive in their bodies now, and also to prepare those avatars who will come into their immortality in the next cycle of time. So the retreat is to make you not only able to drink the nectar and realize your immortality, but to produce it, to brew it, to ferment it, to be able to have an overflowing supply of it to offer to everyone. So we think it's very relevant, especially as more and more people are waking up to the fact that they may have taken in a poison which creates a situation where the clock is ticking on their lifespan, even though that's the case for everyone always anyway, but it becomes far more obvious and real to those who begin to feel symptoms of the body's beginning to lose its vitality and its capacity to function, who will in those situations become very serious students of this process of wanting to become immortal and pass through that moment of death in a way that will not lead to either a hell realm of subconscious fantasies that have not been processed and released, or even to some semi-benign bardo state that will be a temporary respite before one has to come back and complete the process of gaining one's true nature, which is that of immortality. So we hope that this retreat, because of its relevance, will attract all of those who are awakened to the nature of the times that we are passing through at the end of this cycle, and to take advantage of this offering and not waste the opportunity that is being given to gain freedom from the dread and terror of mortality and sudden death that is now a fact of life for nearly everyone on the planet.